This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And we're back after a week off. What's going on, man?
Not much.
Not much? Not much at all?
Not much at all.
Cool.
Work.
Work?
Work, work, work.
Are they working you like a dog over there?
Yeah. Pretty much.
The man keep you hopping.
It's a shame that it's not a visual podcast.
Right? The look you just gave me? Like, what? The man? Yeah. Kroger's not a man. Kroger is a corporation.
It is a corporation.
Anyway. All right. Well, I was in Austin last week, so we weren't able to record. And, of course, there was a ton of Spider-Man news. And that'll kind of feed into what we're talking about today, which is D23 happened over the last weekend, few days, whatever, last week.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Anyway, lots of stuff came out.
Yeah.
So a lot of things where people were like, why didn't they talk about this at Comic-Con with like Black Panther 2 and some of that stuff? And, you know, it's like, well,
because
why
they
did they
save stuff?
My question is, why did they talk about anything at Comic-Con at this point? Just do it all at D23 and...
D23 is every other year.
Is it every other year?
Yeah, it's every other year.
Well, then just do Comic-Con.
Like Celebration was for a while, and now Celebration's whenever they get an itch to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, true. D23's, the organization has it every other year.
Okay. So, and it was in Anaheim, which that's where it always is. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's been in Orlando like maybe once or twice.
Okay. So lots of Disney Plus news, lots of Star Wars news, lots of parks news, which is cool. Cause you like, I like going, I mean, the parks are fine. Like I'm not like the rest of you guys, you and Angel and Elva who like to Haley who all like to go to the parks.
Well, sure.
So, all right. So I thought we'd start with Star Wars.
Sure. Yeah.
So, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So I broke this out into Star Wars, Marvel, and then just Disney. So I figured this would be a good way to go through this.
You didn't put the Jeff Goldblum show in there?
I forgot about the Jeff Goldblum show.
Yeah.
You want to talk? Why don't you talk about that real quick?
That was like one of the best trailers.
That was really interesting trailer.
It's going to be fun. I think that'll be a fun show.
I think he's just a fun guy.
To watch an alien observe human life through a TV show will be interesting.
Yeah. No.
Somebody
kidding.
Said that. They think that Jeff Goldblum's an alien.
He might be.
It's possible, I guess. So,
who knows? All right. So
I just think Jeff Goldblum's grown into being the personality that he is, which is part Ian Malcolm and part Jeff Goldblum and part Brundle and part of everything that he's played.
Yeah. Every character like, he's ever been.
I feel
that's
like
a little bit of him.
They've grown into him and that. So
I see.
And the curiosity is great.
That's cool.
You know, he's going to be doing stuff that most people wouldn't get to do and, you know, most people wouldn't get to see. So that'll be fun. That's part of the National Geographic wing.
I didn't even put anything about the fact that, like, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, Disney Plus is all the divisions of Disney.
Just piled into one
channel, pretty much. Like, you can go on there and pick what you want to watch.
Are you going to do the standalone Disney Plus app, or are you just going to add it onto Hulu?
Probably just do the standalone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if the Hulu is going to be commercial, then
That's
I
the bundle.
I prefer my Hulu commercial free.
Right.
I'll pay the money.
Yep. Totally
pay
worth
the price
it.
For it.
So, all right. So, Star Wars. The big news was the Rise of Skywalker's second trailer / special feature thing. Yeah, sneak peek. We learned some things.
Did we?
C-3PO was evil.
No. That was his Virgin alarm going off.
Right, his Virgin alarm.
Spaceballs.
So did you see, you saw the poster, right?
Well,
with Rey and Kylo fighting on the thing,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
the Emperor's face over. Did you see all of the Spaceball ones?
Yeah, the
where
shorts.
It's yogurt. Yeah. That, I thought those were pretty funny. That was my
the Return of
thing.
Schwartz.
Yeah, Return Rise of the Schwartz.
Rise of the Schwartz.
But so some new footage, pretty cool. Some things that I don't think are actually going to make it to the production.
Like what?
That racing.
What racing?
With the dual lightsaber.
No, that'll be in there.
You think?
That'll be her fighting herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
so
they're literally taking stuff from Legends.
So
books.
Okay. So in the Heir to the Empire, there was a clone of a former Jedi Master, Sabaoth.
Yeah.
And
Joris, yeah.
They had cloned Luke, essentially.
Yeah.
And
in The Last Command.
Right. And so, you know, and it was a feral version of Luke.
It was a dark version.
Yeah.
A dark entity.
And they'd used the hand from Bespin.
Genius idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So you keep running with this idea that Rey's a Palpatine.
Yeah. She's a clone of him.
I don't disagree with you.
And the other one is a clone of him too, the one that he's been training.
Right.
Luke found that Rey when the Empire fell. Luke put that Rey on Jakku. And that, because obviously, remember the comic book that came out right before Force Awakens, where it was right after Return of the Jedi, mm-hmm. and Luke finds two trees?
Yeah.
What else did he find? A girl named Rey.
Did he?
Maybe he did.
Oh.
Maybe that'll be the story.
Yeah, maybe that's part of
it.
Okay.
Maybe that's part of the whole thing with the trees.
Yeah. Well, she would be...
She would be the right age.
Would she?
She's right around the same age as Poe Dameron.
I thought this was like
40. Poe Dameron had already been born.
Poe was like 2 or 3.
Right. So he's a little older than her. So yeah, she's around the right age.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's interesting. I would really think. I think that
either
would
that
be
or she's the Mandalorian's
a great
daughter.
Callback. yeah. The Mandalorian's
daughter.
That's the next bit.
You really don't think that that thing that they would throw in there with her having a double-bladed lightsaber wouldn't be in the movie?
The
Kylo
it
isn't
surprise
the
me.
Most important dark figure in the whole universe, that this whole thing's been manipulated, that the fleet of Star Destroyers are Imperial Star Destroyers.
They were.
Yeah, they're not First Order Star
we're
Destroyers.
We're getting Thrawn.
Maybe, but I think that the Emperor's just been manipulating the First Order and everything
else.
Okay,
so you didn't read any of the Aftermath books
or
anything? Okay.
Because
so,
even though they say it's canon, it's not for everybody because canon is seeing it visually.
I agree. But, so Hux's dad, Brendel Hux.
Yeah.
So Armitage Hux, who was played by Domhnall Gleeson, his dad's name was Brendel Hux. And he's the one who's responsible for the First Order trooper training program.
Yeah.
Where they conscript the kids from planets all over, whatever. Okay. So he and Vice Admiral Rey Sloane, who she was featured in a bunch of the comics and stuff. And,
yeah.
They were sent by the Emperor to go to Jakku to find like the ultimate weapon and then head out to the unknown regions.
Right.
And then, you know,
so
spoilers,
the ultimate weapon was Rey?
Well, no. We never got to see it because Rey Sloane got killed by
this Snap person's Wexley's. Name was Rey Sloane?
Yeah. It was a black lady, though.
I mean,
that doesn't mean anything. But she was killed by Snap Wexley's mom. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So there's like, there's all this.
How did he end up a refugee on Naboo then?
Because she left him to go like start the resistance
everything.
So she was involved with bringing down like the last vestiges of the Empire on Jakku and on like, you know, she was involved with helping Han free and Chewie free Kashyyyk finally.
Okay. Yeah.
And like Timon, Wexley, Snap, actually like sold them all out.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so far more interesting character in the books than in the movies.
Yeah, well, that's because in the movies he's just, oh, hey, there's that guy.
Yep. On his homeworld, he was actually like a bit of a crime lord.
Oh,
like
okay.
Running, like he had a B2 battle
this
droid.
This kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a B2 battle droid named Mr. Blades.
Okay.
So.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why it's not canon.
No, that's why it's not canon. Exactly.
Right.
But I'm really interested to see what happens. And no, I was joking when I said I didn't think that would be in there. It's just.
This literally is going to be the last command. It's going to be the fight between a dark version of a character and a light version of the character.
Just
and
no Thrawn.
Kylo might flip the switch and become Ben Solo again and die.
Ooh, yeah,
a hero.
Do you want him to be redeemed?
Like Vader? I don't know. I don't know. He's going to die. I mean,
I think it would be great if he kind of like accidentally was a hero. Like he didn't mean to like step in front of the blaster bolt. It just kind of happened.
Or the dark ray kills him.
Yeah.
Just outright
beheads him or something. Picks up the mask, the helmet, and like shakes the head out and puts a mask on.
No, you're going horror then.
I'm kidding. But yeah, all right. So then
she don't need a mask.
No, no. Why would you cover up Daisy Ridley's face?
Yeah.
That's really stupid. The Mandalorian trailer.
Yeah.
Not a lot of new stuff. Some new stuff from what we saw at Celebration.
Yeah.
I'm still super excited for this.
I mean, I think that was more just bringing people out on stage to reveal, like, that Taika Waititi is actually playing a droid.
Mm-hmm.
And showing that Giancarlo Esposito is a semi-regular.
Mm-hmm.
Disney must be loving him. He's also going to be in one of the like Disney movies that they're producing
for
Disney Plus, and at one of the like young adult movies.
He popped up in something I saw not too long ago, like just as a bit, and it really surprised me. And it was like, yes, Gus Fring.
Yep.
So, yeah, so this is coming out launch day, November 12th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is their flagship.
It's week by week. It's not coming out all at once.
Damn.
I'm actually kind of happy they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Although I will say, I kind of wish they did. So Hulu,
so I'm kind of thinking, like, if that's the thing, then Disney should make Disney Plus accessible in their hotels, like if you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, you can access it in there because, like, I'll get to see the first episode and then I'll be on vacation the week the second episode comes out, I think.
Why wouldn't it be accessible? You'd have Wi-Fi.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to watch it on my phone or anything like
that.
Oh,
yeah,
you
don't
watch it on
like, you don't, yeah.
And I don't watch stuff on my laptop, you know, besides YouTube type stuff. And I'm, because I want to watch it on a full screen television like a,
right.
Like it should be.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I'm super stoked for it. I think it looks awesome. The more and
you
more
got
we
more
see,
reveals in that than we did at Celebration.
There was more.
You see
yeah,
Gina Carano holding a kid.
Yep.
Which means that there's a reason why she is the way she is.
Well, yeah, because she's a former Rebellion shock trooper, which is really cool. So, all right, then we got more on the Clone Wars. Yeah, we got a release date, February 20th.
Just a date.
Super excited for that. Really excited to finally see the Siege of Mandalore.
Yeah.
So, and then what else? Oh, Cassian Andor and K2SO.
We've
doing a Disney Plus series, which we knew about, but they were both on stage just yucking it up.
They start filming soon.
Yeah. No date for that yet, but
2021.
I'm actually kind of interested in that.
I think they said 2021 is when it's going to air.
So.
It was cool that when Kathleen Kennedy came out, she said that everything is going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So every Star Wars movie, every Star Wars TV series, minus probably the holiday special and the Ewok movies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Ewok movies.
You know, to be honest, I've kind of been having a hankering to revisit the Ewok movies just because I haven't seen them in probably 25 years.
Yeah.
So
I watched them again. They're nothing.
No.
They like. Make me go, ooh, I want to watch that.
Well, it's just like, I haven't seen them, and it's like, I didn't hate them, but I didn't love them, you know, sort of.
Even
thing.
As a kid, there's things that happened in the second one where I was like, wait, why? Why did you do that?
Like, a dumb little girl.
My ideas of storytelling were not fully developed at that point, but I still was like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
All right, and then the last thing is...
I did like, there was something with the witch that's in the second Ewok movie, I guess was planned to be revealed to be from Dathomir at some point during Clone Wars, and they did not do it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there's still time.
Yeah, there's always time.
So, all right, cool. And then the last thing, Star Wars, is the Obi-Wan Kenobi series was officially...
He's got to get busy watching a bunch of Clone Wars episodes. He's got to learn the history of his character.
He has a lot... this is going to sound really weird saying. He's got some big shoes to step into. Because Obi-Wan for the Clone Wars cartoon was awesome.
He had some big shoes to step into when he played Obi-Wan the first
And I get
time.
That. I know, right? So...
No, I mean, I really think like he needs to start cramming all of the Clone Wars and Rebels that he's tied to just to know his character.
Who's to say he hasn't?
Well, he might have, but, he's never really talked about how much of a fan he is.
Yeah.
And that, so, you know.
Well, wasn't his uncle one of the...
His uncle was Wedge.
Wedge, yeah. Who's going to be at the Comic Expo? So
he is?
Yeah, just announced yesterday.
I think it's the voice of Wedge that's at the Comic Expo. Not Dennis Lawson.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah,
then,
it's not Dennis Lawson. The Bastards. Voice of Wedge. Because Dennis Lawson is a Brit.
Yeah.
Who has a very deep accent. And they, like most of the X-Wing pilots in the original Star Wars movie, were voiced over. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, the voice of Wedge will be there.
The voice of Wedge will be
there.
Well,
who cares? Woo! Great. Awesome. Fantastic.
They're just trying to fill holes for people that are canceling.
Yeah.
That show.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like Lemmings over a cliff.
Well, it's like David Bradley's canceled 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's been 2 years in a row.
Yeah, it was last year and this year.
You might want to invite somebody back.
How about you don't invite him anymore?
Yeah, don't get people.
Or invite him, but don't tell anybody
until
the day before.
Watching comments on like Instagram and Facebook where it's like, I just bought my tickets to see this person, and it's like they know and they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, so pretty excited. Do you think we'll see like a young Luke in this?
No. I don't even think I think it'll take place during the Clone Wars. That they've got a story idea for something with him with the Clone Wars.
It will take place 8 years after the events of Revenge of the Sith.
What?
That's what it says right here.
So he's on Tatooine, just chilling?
And we'll finally
Great.
Get to see exactly what happened to
him, like,
the Jedi Master years before Luke found him. Scripts have already been written, and the crew plans to begin shooting the show next year.
Oh, no. So. It's just going to be a guy walking around in the desert.
Kung Fu.
On Tatooine?
Yeah.
There's only three cities on Tatooine.
Doesn't mean he won't stay busy.
That's why he knew that the one city was a wretched hive of scum and villainy. The other one he went, just a pod racing town. It's just a pod racing town. And then the other one, it's like, they just sell moisture evaporators there.
Yeah, just power converters.
It's just that's Tosche Station. That's actually like just a little village probably.
But anyway, so cool stuff. I mean, excited for Star Wars.
I don't know about that. That's the thing. I'm like, what do you do? 8 years after Revenge of the Sith is...
Luke's 8. He's a person.
When did we meet Ezra? Was he 12 or 13?
Something like that.
So somebody's going to know that Obi-Wan's on Tatooine and go get him.
Well, so Ezra has the same birthday as Luke and Leia.
Right, Empire Day.
Empire Day. So... Yeah, I don't know.
When Luke and Obi-Wan first encounter each other, Luke and obviously Leia are 19 years old.
Right.
So Ezra was 19 wherever he is.
Yeah.
At that point. So
they kind of played fast and loose with Ezra's age.
I don't think they really do. I think that they played fast and loose with time.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we knew that they were jumping around and that. So I don't know. I don't know. If they tie it, if Filoni is involved with this show and they tie it to Clone Wars, as in somebody knows he's on Tatooine and that, which would be, that would work actually.
Maybe some inquisitors come looking for him, things like that.
That's possible too, yeah. But I was just thinking that there is somebody who knows he's on Tatooine.
Who?
Freaking Organa.
Oh yeah, Bail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Derp.
Yeah, so Organa knows he's on there and has to go get him for a special mission. Obi-Wan, you're the only hope. You know, something like that. It involves Luke's kids.
They were assholes.
We gotta take you back to the future.
He goes into the future and bitch slaps Ben Solo around. Shape up, you shithead.
That would be sweet.
Totally retcons all of the...
Hopefully there's a musical number at some point.
Yeah, right?
Ewan McGregor's an excellent singer, so...
He is.
Just all right. Don't let him try to do a French accent. Talk about miscasting right there. It's him in Beauty and the Beast, the live action one. Because I'm like, man, it don't matter if your wife's French. You can't do a French accent.
Ha, ha, ha.
They're like, you know what? We gotta cut your character down a little bit, Ewan, even though you're going to sing Be Our Guest.
But I am French.
Yeah, no, you're not.
No, you are not.
Diego Luna do a better French accent, and he sounds like him.
Right.
Like he literally said it on like Graham Norton that he sounded more like Mexican than he did.
Yeah,
French.
Right.
And I'm like, well, yes.
All right, let's move on to Marvel. Marvel.
Three new shows.
All right, well, let's do the first thing here. It's as
you're too organized.
The complex thing here says the Spider-Man
what thing.
The complex.com article. The Spider-Man.
Are you
Sony
just going by an article?
No. I have other stuff. I'm hopping around.
Okay.
So, anyway, but no, there's just some quotes here. So Feige said he felt gratitude and joy about the situation.
What situation?
The whole just Spider-Man having been in the MCU at all. He says it was never meant to last forever.
Oh, you're talking about the Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. It was never meant to last forever. We knew there was a finite amount of time we'd be able to do this.
Whatever.
And we told the story we wanted to tell and always be thankful for that.
Really?
Yeah.
The way that the second movie ended, that was the end of your story.
Right.
That was the idea.
So, and then
and
Tom.
Plus, let's talk about this because we're going to talk about What If anyways. What If is 23 episodes. It's all 23 movies, which means it's the two Spider-Man movies. How are you doing that?
I don't know.
Right.
All right.
Cut the crap.
So Tom Holland,
just buy Spider-Man.
Tom Holland was there.
Yeah, he was promoting Onward.
And he said, it's been a crazy week. I want to let you know. I'm grateful from the bottom of my heart. I love you 3,000. So,
and enough of the I love you 3,000.
I liked all the Spider Dude starring Tom Holland stuff that people were sharing. That was funny. I'll say this. I agree with you. So Marvel should just go to Sony and say, here's $2 billion. Give us our half of the character back. And
they, like, give us all of it.
Well, so they don't. Yeah, they don't have. So they, Sony owns part of. So it's not like the other characters where like other people had like film rights to them.
Sony has the film rights to Spider-Man.
Sony also owns part of the Spider-Man intellectual property.
Yeah, well,
that was
dummy's mistake.
That was back in the late 80s, early 90s when Marvel was going through bankruptcy and they were trying to stay solvent. And Sony stepped in and said, well, we'll take part of Spider-Man.
Yeah. And,
you know.
I would have went, we'll go bankrupt. Stan would have gone bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. But,
I think that, like, you know, that was a dumb move on their part.
It really, really was. So, anyway. I don't know what they're going to do about, like, all this stuff. And, you know, to say that. Oh, we told the story we wanted to tell is really disingenuous. And, like, it's kind of, in my opinion, one of the first missteps Feige's made. Mm. Because here he is. He should be like, hey, look, we're not done with this story. And we're going to do everything we can to finish it. But.
I would have been like, hey, we have the most successful Spider-Man movie to date.
Right.
And Sony's misstep was when they said 50%, Sony should have went 20, Disney would have went 40, and Sony could have went 25, and it would have been done with.
Just negotiate it.
Yeah. Where there was no negotiation. No. It was just, no, we're taking our toys back and going home because we got an Academy Award for a cartoon movie.
Okay. So I liked Spider-Verse.
I thought Spider-Verse has been the best Spider-Man movie done.
I think it was great, but like...
It had the heart of what Spider-Man is. But you had people that have worked on Lego Movie right. and other movies that know that character.
Right. That wasn't Sony saying, hey, let's go cast this movie and get a director in a story.
And do a live action version?
It was an animation group that they said, oh, you want to do something weird? Yeah. We'll do a cartoon. To Sony, that was a throwaway, and it turned out to be awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And then they went, wait a minute, this Spider-Man thing that we got actually could be successful if we don't shoehorn in characters.
But
I'm sorry, but Spider-Man 3 is still the worst of them.
Yeah.
The worst. And it was because Sony got their fingers in it
mm-hmm.
and started messing around with Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
And that's why Sam Raimi never really did.
Right.
Like, he dragged his feet on four to the point that he knew that they would just be like, well, your contract's done.
Right. He just wrote it out.
Yeah.
I've loved Tom Holland. I think he's great at both sides of the character, Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Like, still can use Night Monkey.
Well, that's what I was saying. Just have it be Nefarious Night Monkey.
Yeah. Just have it be Night Monkey.
Stick him in the witness protection program.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally, because, you know,
right.
he's been outed. So it's like, so. You could use Night Monkey.
Shit, send him out with the Guardians.
Shield. Shield and Night Monkey.
Yeah. The Adventures of Shield and Night Monkey.
Mm, yeah.
Use the Coulson LMD.
Because Night Monkey is not a Spider-Man property.
No. That's a net new IP.
And you could just change his name.
Yeah.
It's not Peter Parker anymore.
No, it's Peter...
No, you don't even use like peas.
Yeah, it's Barry Berenson.
There you go.
Aaron Applebaum.
Tony Stark Jr.
Well, that's. Did you see that meme?
Well, it's this. It's the thing.
The memes are great. Like, the memes about all this
I don't
are
pay
so
attention
fun.
To them anymore because it's just like so like boring to me.
This one is pretty funny. It's him and the. They've got like the Tony Stark beard drawn on him and he's CGI'd
in.
Yeah,
I see.
And he says Thanos, and it's a Thanos, but it's
what's
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah. And she says, am inevitable. And he says, am Iron Man, and snaps. And then she's fading away and it's got that sad face.
Yeah.
Zendaya. It's pretty funny. I don't know. I thought it was funny. All right, so
it's
moving on.
There's the hardliners that love the Sony Spider-Man movies for some reason.
Who?
There's a group out there, trust me.
Are there hardliners for the Amazing Spider-Man ones with Andrew Garfield?
No, they don't even, that's the Sam Raimi ones.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, the Sam Raimi ones are it. They were the best Spider-Mans ever done, and I'm like.
That's wrong.
The Green Lion, Green Goblin was a flight suit.
He was a Power Ranger.
Like, Spider-Man 2 is the best of that trilogy.
And
that's only because they almost got Doc Ock right.
Right. And it was because Alfred Molina was so great.
Right.
It had nothing to do
with
Tobey
Maguire. He read a comic
McGuire.
Book.
What?
He read a comic right. book and figured out what the character was.
Like, the reason I like Spider-Man 2 has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Because it's just the same Tobey Maguire.
Right.
You know.
He's not capable of... being self-deprecating in the way
resting boring
you have
face.
To be yeah,
like
right.
resting boring face
yeah
that's Tobey Maguire playing Peter Parker's resting boring
and
face.
Then Kirsten Dunst Mary Jane was just
yeah
so anyway all right then
she really wasn't face it tiger you've hit the jackpot
no
type you know
and she's not really that
like the only thing about Spider-Man 3 that I really liked was Bryce Howard as Gwen.
Right.
And I'm like, she should have been Mary Jane.
Well, Topher Grace should have been Peter Parker.
Oh well, yeah. Yeah. That 70s show.
I think he would have been an amazing Peter Parker.
He would have had more range.
Yeah.
Of character.
I think they wasted him as Eddie Brock.
He just never came off as a believable Eddie Brock.
Right.
Eddie Brock's supposed to be like, look like a guy like me.
Yeah. Angry and surly. Not that you look
well, right,
angry and surly, but like.
I can get angry and surly with the best of them.
So.
And
I mean, you have a gold medal in angry and a bronze in surly.
Well,
but still,
you know.
it
took a lot of fighting. Took a lot of fighting to get there, but I got there. Tell you what. You know where I'm going next? Disney World, baby.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Then they just went through a whole slew of the Disney Plus shows. So some news about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
It was cool because, like, I watched some of the YouTube stuff, like the recordings and stuff. Yeah. Attractions Magazine probably has the best footage of
the coverage.
Like,
yeah.
Because they didn't cover the trailers, obviously. They can't really. But they showed who would come out for different stuff. So, like, WandaVision, I didn't know that Darcy from the Thor movies is in it.
Yeah,
and
so
Agent
Kat Denning from that, and then Randall Park.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's his same character.
Yeah, he said. Okay. Feige said it was the same character.
I'm excited because Catherine Hahn is going to be in it. I like her a lot.
I'm not a big fan of hers, but yeah, she's okay.
I like her, and yeah, and then an adult version of Captain Marvel's Monica Rambeau. So the little girl all grown up.
Is she going to be in WandaVision?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that was part of the announcements. So, yeah.
No,
I don't
more
know.
Mutants. Click. Oh, wait. Mutants. Click. She'll be the one that does that.
Yep. So.
And then what? Falcon and...
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. They revealed that Sharon Carter's coming back.
Yep. Emily Van Camp will
and
be
then,
there.
And then the guy who would be U.S. agent in the Marvel comics. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the character.
John Walker
is going to be a character.
Yep. And Daniel Bruhl?
Oh, yeah.
Zemo
back.
Will be back.
Coming
so,
back. Zemo,
which is kind of cool. So I'm kind of hoping with this one we get a Black Panther maybe cameo or two showing up. Just
well, and that's the thing is like when Feige was talking about the three new shows. Mm-hmm. And when he first talks about Ms. Marvel, he says these characters will show up in the movies too.
Oh, okay.
So he said that he's very grateful for Disney Plus to give them the opportunity to develop characters and develop stories that they wouldn't get to develop normally. And that characters that you will see on Disney Plus shows will probably show up in Disney movies or in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I'm curious.
I'm waiting for the giant crossover Star Wars Marvel Disney animated.
Yeah, right.
You know, just like balls out, just do everything in one movie.
So is Kamala Khan going to be an Inhuman?
She can be.
So.
I mean, she can be because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I mean, because, yeah.
The Inhumans do exist, but you don't have to tie everybody else into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think she'll be an Inhuman. I don't think they'll explain that any other way.
I think
the
Agents
stones,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The stones are kind of, like, not as important now.
Well, it's the mist anyway. Like, you know, it's
the
crystals.
The Terrigen. But I'm talking about the Infinity Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no,
Captain Marvel's
stones,
powers come out of the Infinity Stones. Everybody who we've met, their powers have come out of the Infinity Stones.
So now we have to get people
the witch,
who have non... Yeah.
The Speedster, the Vision, have all come out of a stone.
Yeah.
And it's like, now the stones aren't so important because Thanos destroyed them.
Right.
And Cap returned them
right.
to be destroyed.
Right.
So, you know. What if Peggy Carter was Captain... Or not Captain America.
So.
Union Jack.
Yeah, that's what the what if is.
Yeah.
And then there was She-Hulk, which I was surprised to hear about.
Which means that we'll probably get... what's his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo in that show, which is cool. I like Mark Ruffalo.
Who do you want to see play Jennifer Walters?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
You know, it's got to be like someone who has that mix of like badassery and super smart just because of, you know, who she is.
She's playing a lawyer and playing.
And I assume she'll be CG.
Well, yeah, she'll be.
I mean, she's
like
not
Hulk
as she was and, never as big as the Hulk, but.
Right. But she'll still wear the suit and all that stuff. And, you know, that'll
I think
be cool.
I always pictured Jennifer Connelly like could be a good Jessica Walters.
Yeah,
but I think they're gonna go
at this
with,
point. You have to go younger.
They're gonna go with an actress of color, I think, probably for this role. Which
you think?
Yeah, why not?
You don't think it'll be his cousin?
No, it'll still be his cousin, but I don't think it has to be a white girl.
Oh, you're gonna
so
okay.
You know, I just like you know I think that between this and Ms. Marvel, that's a great way to do that if they want to continue along. And then I was really surprised by the Moon Knight series.
Where is that comparison at?
I think it's because he has kind of a cape and he sulks around Moon.
Mark Spector is not rich.
No.
Mark Spector does not.
Mark Spector is because he's crazy.
Well,
and Batman's crazy. So
got the power of.
But he
Egyptian
can
God
he can also
him.
Fly and has superpowers. So
I just think it's funny, but
Daredevil is the closest thing to Batman
in
the Marvel universe.
The setup of a lot of these characters are interesting because it's like what are they going for? Like when they set up the original wave phase, whatever you want to say. The first phase, the second phase, the third phase was all set up for the fourth phase, which was the Infinity. So it's like, what is this? Or the third phase was set up for Infinity.
Right.
And that, so it's like, what is the fourth phase / maybe fifth phase?
I don't know.
Going for? I'm kind of hoping Mephisto.
Pouches?
I'm hoping Mephisto. I'm thinking like a lot of these characters are mystical type characters.
Well, and that could be rolling back the whole revealing of Spider-Man's.
Yeah.
You know, because he goes to Mephisto for that.
Yeah, the one more day.
Yep.
I literally, like, when they announced that whole thing was going down with Spider-Man, I'm like, well, there's how you explain Spider-Man disappearing.
Right.
Because you have it where somebody made a deal and that.
Yep. And then there's more of the Loki show stuff. Not a whole lot, just a little bit. That he's going to go across numerous decades around the world.
Oh, okay.
So he's a time traveling
bandit.
I didn't know
he could do that.
I didn't either. So, and then the solo Black Widow film.
Yeah.
I don't know how
There's
I
a
feel
poster
about this.
Now.
Yeah. David Harbour is playing Red Guardian.
Okay.
Cool.
So he's going to be like a super soldier.
Yeah. So it's.
Oh, I hope he has the shield. That'd be cool.
It says he has the gold tooth, so.
Okay.
Anywho, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they kind of missed the boat on that one.
No. That's what I'm saying is, like, a lot of strange things are going to start happening. So what if it is Mephisto that is, like, going to be the major villain and somebody makes a deal to bring Black Widow back?
Interesting.
That could be
interesting.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
But I think they're going to introduce a new Black Widow is what they're going to do.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting to find out that the program is still, like, thriving. And
well, they're going to set up new villains for whatever they're going to do.
For everybody, yeah.
I think that they might actually be starting to listen when we complain about killing off good villains too soon. So, you know, but I just like the idea of Mephisto for some reason.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think he's owned by anybody. I think he has an MCU.
Yeah, so. He's an MCU. So
he is useful as an MCU.
Okay, so there's the Spider-Man characters right now who can't be used.
And Hulk can't have his own movie.
And that's just because Universal has the film rights.
Right.
But those will expire at some point.
Yeah.
So as long as they don't make a movie. Okay, so then we have Eternals.
Yeah.
I read Eternals a little bit, like, not a lot, like, I don't
read the original.
No,
or?
Like, I kind of went back and, like, looked at it as a kid, like, not as a kid, as a younger person than I am now. I don't remember a whole lot about it.
This is just more galactic Marvel cinematic universe.
So
it takes place like 1,000 years before.
Yeah, it's a millennia
anything.
Before everything. Right. So,
so
I will
see
say,
Thanos again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We've got Kit Harington as Black Knight, which I thought he was originally announced to be playing Moon Knight, which I thought would have been really cool.
That's
casting.
Yeah. Everybody was hoping Wolverine.
I could see that because he's so little and hairy. And then you have his brother, Richard Madden.
I was going to say this was all foretold on Game of Thrones because Richard Madden said the next time he would see, or I'm sorry, when Stark said that he next time he's seen John, he would be a Black Knight.
Right.
That's true. And he's a Stark too.
Yep. And he's playing Dane Whitman, which, or wait, no,
that's who
Harrington's playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say who is he playing.
They told it who everybody was playing, and I'm not my knowledge on Eternals is zero.
Yeah, and then Jimma Chang from Crazy Rich Asians, and then a British actor playing Jerg. So, anyway, I don't know. Angelina Jolie's in it. Yeah. Camille Nanjiani and Millie Bobby Brown.
They never confirmed.
Oh, they didn't confirm that. I think that
little girl that came out was supposed to be the role that she might have been up for.
Okay.
Yeah. That girl's supposed to be an adult trapped in a child's body, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't age. So.
Okay. And then Black Panther 2 is coming May 6, 2022. Ryan Coogler's directing again, which is cool.
Duh.
I like Coogler.
Who else would you get to direct?
So, but there's a chance that Kraven the Hunter will be the bad guy.
Not anymore.
But like with the current situation, like I don't see how that works. The
Submariner thing actually is going to be the.
So with getting the Fox rights back, I think they have full access to Namor again.
Yeah.
That would have been a really cool Easter egg during Endgame if that's the case.
Well, it was.
So, well, I'm saying if it comes, regardless, that was a cool Easter egg either way. So, do you make him a mutant?
Yes, that'd be the introduction to the mutant race.
And then we get our scene with the end credit scene where you just see the wheelchair, the X wheel pull up. And to me, my X-Men, and yeah,
no, he can walk.
Yeah. So
he walks in the new book, don't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See. That way we don't have to pay for any special effects with a floating chair or something.
You don't want the Phoenix Saga floating chair to show up?
I don't want the Phoenix to show up.
I really want them to do the original five to start and not have Wolverine, not have Nightcrawler, Kitty Pryde.
Original five.
Like, I just kind of want to see the five of them together on the big screen. That's just a preference.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. But
then you do that as a flashback movie because there will be adults.
Right.
You know, hopefully. So,
I think, though, you can start them out as teenagers and, you know, do a pretty good job.
I don't know. I just hope they leave that alone for a while. I do prefer that they bring Fantastic Four into this universe, especially now that Spider-Man will not be in this universe.
Yeah. I don't think John Krasinski's doing anything right now other than Jack Ryan. So
Emily Blunt is loved by the Disney company.
Yep.
And, you know, Michael Chiklis, I think you bring him back as a better-looking thing.
And they liked
There's this guy named Chris Evans.
They love Zac Efron.
No, but there's this guy named Chris Evans. That would be hilarious. That's not doing anything. He's Captain America's gone. I think he could come back and play that role. He could get back into physical shape. It's, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't think he can.
I think of the jokes of, hey, you look like Captain. Okay.
Steve?
What?
What?
Just explain that Sue and Johnny are Peggy Carter and Captain America's kids.
Right.
You know what, MCU? You can have that one. That's a freebie. I want to see how you explain that shit. That's
a freebie. Oh, that's funny. All right, Disney Parks.
They had to give up. They had to give them up for adoption.
Right?
I'm going to be mean right now. They had to give them up for adoption, so they were adopted by a black family, and, you know, it turned out that the black family was actually Rhodey's cousins. So they're all related to each other.
That's funny. That is very funny, sir.
Just because that one thing in that movie threw me off. Like,
wait, which one?
The terrible Fantastic Four.
Oh, the Fanforstic?
Yeah. I like Michael Jordan, but man, everybody was wasted in that movie.
So everybody was like, I don't think they had...
from the character they should have been playing, well, except for Kate Mara.
Well, yeah, I mean...
She could have played Mr. Fantastic.
I think Jamie Curly Bell could have been a pretty awesome Invisible Girl.
Yeah.
So with Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
You literally move everybody over one, and you dump Jamie Bell out of the movie and find someone else to play Doom. Because the guy that played Doom circles around to play Reed Richards. Miles plays...
You think he should have been Reed Richards?
I'm not saying he should have. I'm saying he could have. So, because he did pull off the, like, the smart, like, you know, super genius thing pretty well. So he plays Reed Richards. Miles plays Johnny Storm. Kate Mara stays where she is. Michael B. Jordan plays the Thing, but it's the point where he can go back and forth, you know? Yeah, so, and then Jamie Bell just
fucks off. See, I totally thought Jamie Bell should have been wherever. Reed Richards.
He's so little, though.
So?
He's like three apples.
That dude stretches, remember?
Yeah, but he's like three apples high. Like, there's no way a girl like Kate Mara is going after him.
That's not right to say that.
Is that heightist?
Well, yeah, it is, actually.
Anyway. All right.
I know a lot of, like, taller women who like shorter men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jean Grey. She likes that Wolverine more than she likes that Cyclops guy. Yeah, that's why he's always whining.
All right, let's talk about your beloved Disney parks.
Yeah.
And just kind of some other Disney retail news. You don't want to talk
about Disney movies?
What other Disney movies? Did I miss something?
Well, they, like, revealed that there is a new Disney animated movie called Raya and the Last Dragon coming.
Oh, I missed that.
There is a Disney Pixar movie coming called Soul.
Okay.
Which sounds kind of cool.
What's that one about?
I don't remember, but it sounded like cool the way they described it. But they had Tom Holland and Chris Pratt there talking about Onward.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, yeah. I mean, there was that other part of the Disney company called the Disney Movie Company.
Wait, they make other things than Star Wars movies?
They're doing a lot of like, movies and TV series for Disney Plus.
Okay.
And that. So, live action Lady and the Tramp will be on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Which looked fun.
Cool.
Those dogs were fun to watch there on the red carpet and when they brought them on stage.
Yeah.
And that, you know, lots of Disney stuff. Lots of Disney stuff.
Cool.
Lots of Disney stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lizzie McGuire is coming back.
Oh, is that? I thought I did see something about that.
And it's
is that
literally going to be Hilary Duff coming back as an adult Lizzie McGuire.
Okay. Good for her.
It's about her kids.
What's wrong with them, Doc?
Nothing. That's the thing. They're trying to take care of their crazy mom who talks to an animated character that's not really there.
Right. Oh, that'd be funny. So, it's like Kim Possible or something.
I don't know. I mean, I just thought it was funny that they literally made it into a joke when they were talking about it, because the guy who's head of the division that does TV shows and that was out there. Yeah. He was talking about how they worked hard to find somebody who could, you know, put their feet into those shoes and all that stuff, and showed all these, like, young girls, like teenage girls on the screen. And he goes, "And we've got her here. And her name is Hilary Duff." And everybody was like, that kind of like clap where you're like,
yeah, slow clap. Like,
the unsure clap that started, you know, started slow. And then it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Got the joke.
I remember her.
Well, she's been on a lot of stuff. So,
yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Park stuff happening. The Star Wars Hotel is going to be a Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yeah, the Chandrila tour line.
So, kind of cool. It's going to be expensive.
I think they're setting limits on that one.
So you can stay for, I think, up to 3 nights.
Yeah, 2 days, 3 nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's called the Equinox or something.
I think
is
it
name
is
of
called
the
Equinox, yeah.
Which I'm like, how are they not getting sued by, like, you know, some of these companies. Well, there's a show coming on to their, like, onto Disney Plus called Stargirl.
Yeah.
Based off of books. I don't know where the books came from.
Right.
But I'm like, Warner Brothers didn't think, hey, wait a minute, we have a character named Stargirl. How are you doing this? So, you know, unless Warner Brothers just don't want to shake the tree of Disney and get bought.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be totally awesome. Disney buys Warner Brothers and just makes one giant comic book company called Amalgam.
There you go.
Yes.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yes. That's my explanation for Stan Lee in all the Marvel movies.
Oh, Amalgam. All,
He is the character that was created by Amalgam.
Okay.
The character that created Amalgam was named Access.
Oh.
And like he could cross over in the worlds and that. So I'm like, totally, that's who Stanley cool. was.
That's a good
Access.
Idea.
Yeah.
So, all right. Then we have Avengers Campus, which is going to be Marvel Land.
Yep.
Kind of a dumb name, but.
Well, because it's going to span all the
yeah.
characters. And
they could have called it like Avengers HQ or something.
Islands of Adventure. Well, then it's just a building.
Yeah.
It's not a
is
building.
Is it not just a building?
No, oh, it's like it's a whole. It's literally like a campus.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't explain it any other way except like the designs look like, you know, you walk in and it's pretty much a street of just different stuff. And that.
See, I'm waiting for Fantastic Four to get in and we get like a Yancey Street.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
cool. But yeah.
But yeah, it's like in California, it will be where Bugs Land was.
Okay.
Which is right where Guardians of the Galaxy Breakout is. Because that's what Bugs Land was originally designed as, the front yard of Tower of Terror.
Disney World?
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, Bugs Life. Never mind. Yeah.
Bugs Life.
I was thinking Toontown.
Yeah.
Which is on
right in front of
Disney. It's in California Adventure.
Yeah.
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 So
Toontown's its own thing. And
yeah.
Magic,
well, it's gone
Magic
now.
King.
So, oh, well, in Disneyland, it's gone.
Toontown's not gone.
I thought it was gone.
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Toontown in Disney World is gone.
Oh, okay.
Toontown Fair or whatever it was called.
So
Toontown's still there. The Roger Rabbit ride's yeah. still there and all that. But like the way that that was set up was that the Bugs Land thing was the front yard of the Tower of Terror. Well, when Tower of Terror went away, they were like, they started hinting that they were going to do Avengers stuff. So now we get Avengers Campus there. And I cool. think Shanghai.
Okay.
I think that's where the other place is going to be. And then cool. eventually I think they're supposed to put one in Paris also.
Okay.
They can't put one in Disney World because the way the contract works with Universal is Disney
yeah,
cannot put any Marvel in their parks besides the Guardians of the Galaxy because they're not Avengers.
Right.
East of the Mississippi. Hmm. So west of the Mississippi, they can do whatever the hell they want to
sure.
do. But, you know, east of the Mississippi, Universal has the park rights to those characters.
It's like that.
That's like Dr. Strange. The year the movie came out,
yeah,
was at the park. I have pictures of Doctor Strange on the New York street that was still existing before, you know, Star Wars Land was already starting to be built,
right?
And that, but they got a cease and desist about a month after we came back because he is officially an Avenger.
Is he?
Yes, he's been in the Avenger comic books.
Oh, I guess yeah.
Yeah, so officially he's an Avenger, so they couldn't use him anymore. Yeah. So, not that
Marvel was run by a bunch of really smart people back in the day.
Well, that's why they went bankrupt. So. I mean, you know.
All right.
Marvel Comics was ran fine. Marvel Entertainment Limited, which was the company,
right.
was not ran well. And to a certain extent, it's still not ran well. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Kevin Feige can run a movie division perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all right. So, we talked about the Guardians roller coaster a little bit.
Epcot. So, Epcot is going to be the major overhaul park because they're done with Hollywood Studios pretty much. I mean, this Saturday is the opening of Galaxy's Edge to the public.
Oh, wow.
So, and today is the 27th. So
are you going to be able to go when you go in November?
Probably. I mean, if they do the 4-hour window thing, they're only going to do it for like a month and a half like they did at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that it's depending on crowds is all it is. So I don't plan on riding Smuggler's Run because it's going to be the same thing as the Flight of Passage was in Pandora, where that first year, unless you want to stand in line for 6 hours.
You're just going to walk around with your phone and read all the air bash.
I'm going to walk around with my camera and take a bunch of pictures.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
But cool. All right.
I speak air bash. I don't need to read it.
So Target is opening a string of Disney store stuff. Yeah, I've got all of this too.
I mean, with Epcot.
So. Oh,
it's
sorry,
like,
Epcot, yeah.
Literally,
oh, and the Moana
Guardians,
thing.
Yeah, you get the Guardians of the Galaxy. What is it? Rewind? Galactic Rewind?
Cosmic Rewind.
So you get that opening, which is a roller coaster slash experience. There is the Space Restaurant, which is opening, where you go in and you're literally immersed into you are on a space station. They're putting in, like, they're changing the way the park is set up, because the park was set up to be Future World and World Showcase. So now it will be four worlds, and Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Space, and Test Track, I think, are part of one world. And then the center of the park is going to be called World Celebration. And then where the Moana experience is going will be World of Nature or something of that.
Yeah.
And that's where Living Seas and the land are.
Mm-hmm.
So it totally makes sense. And that, which I'm looking forward to that, because there's some buildings that are very aged that are getting torn down and that. So, but you know, it's sad, but it's what Disney does. They have to redevelop their parks, and they're trying to get everything done before 2021, because that's the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World, mm-hmm. you know? So, but we'll see. I mean, I don't think there's anything other. They're changing Spaceship Earth to a new story and a new voiceover. So Dame Judi Dench will no longer be doing the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know who I would hope to take that over, but.
There's going to be a Mary Poppins. Samuel L. Jackson. Cherry Street Lane.
Expanding England and World Showcase and adding Cherry Tree Lane. In France, there will be a Beauty and the Beast sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
That's opening in like January. And then next year is the Remy Ratatouille ride,
yeah.
which they've been building for the last couple years. So.
And there's going to be a Canada Far and Wide movie.
Yeah, they're going to change the...
Wondrous China.
Well, yeah, the movies that have been in there for probably more than a decade, like they haven't redeveloped them. And I mean, Martin Short hosts the current Canada show. And I'm like, Martin Short's kind of out of the zeitgeist at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's in China kind of looks old. So yeah.
So, and then there'll be an app, the Disney Genie mobile app, which is for travel. So like you'll have your whole itinerary, you'll be able to plan your trip, do your meals, all
well,
that.
Well, it's
from
supposed
the
to
phone.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
It's supposed
so,
to
yeah,
help
it'll,
you
it'll,
to
yeah.
to decide what you want to do depending on what you are a fan of. If you're a fan of roller coasters, it will give you the advice of where to go for roller coasters and when to go. And if you're a fan of shows, it'll tell you all that type of stuff. It's literally gonna be whatever you wish.
Yep, online check in. That's why it's a genie. So
they have that now. With the Disney app, the online check in and all that is current. So Genie is just going to enhance it, is what it's going for.
So, all right. So then the last thing, a couple of partnerships, a partnership with Target.
Yeah.
Where they're going to start having like Disney store sections, I guess.
It's that section that Target set up for their Toys R Us replacement section that they don't know what to do with.
Okay.
I'm sure that's where it's going.
Okay. You said you didn't think it'd be the high-end stuff, though.
No, they said it wasn't going to be the high-end stuff, that it's mainly going to be, like, I could say you'll get, like, the Disney Toy Box figures, the ones that I buy at the Disney store. They'll be there. I could see them being there. They're, like, $12 figures. And that, you know, it's going to be one where it's cheap enough for people to buy, but, you know, they'll have some of the higher-end stuff there, too.
Yeah.
Mugs, glasses, tableware, you know, that'll be in that section. Toys will be in that section, and it's just going to be a big thing. They're opening it up, I think, in a few months. The closest one to us is in Indiana.
Oh, okay,
cool. And that, so,
and then
there's a list out there on, I think it was on Disney's blog, parks blog, or Disney's blog or something, had a list of the different places it's going to be.
Cool.
And then it's like a pilot program to see if it'll work.
Oh, so they're just testing it.
Well, like they did Starbucks inside of Target and Pizza Hut inside of Target. You know, you have to test it and make sure it's going to work.
So it's funny. There's a picture of what this.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be that section that I was talking about.
And then Cirque du Soleil and Disney Animation are teaming up.
Well, yeah. Disney Springs. Yeah. Because they've been closed for a year and a half now. They'd had Lanuba down there forever. And, they decided they didn't want to do that anymore. And I'm sure Disney was like, we need something that ties to us, you know, And that's why you had like ESP and Wild, NBA Experience.
Yeah.
Is down there. It took the place of Disney Quest, which had become outdated. Lanuba was outdated. You know, that's the thing with Disney, is it's ever evolving, not just with its movies and buying companies and content and all that. It's literally the parks have to evolve, because otherwise it looks like 1980.
Yeah. And then Hong Kong is getting a castle upgrade.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Frozen Castle from Rivendell or Land or
Arendelle.
Thank you. Yeah. And there's going to be a roller coaster. And then.
It's based on the guy who had the store. Oaken's roller coaster. Yeah. So that'll be it'll probably have a little bit of a comedic twist to it.
Yep. And then Zootopia is coming to Shanghai Disneyland,
which is cool. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I think the international parks are a good testing ground to see if they want to put stuff in the American parks, because like we're getting the Tron coaster down at Magic Kingdom. Oh, and the Tron coaster's been at Shanghai since the opening
for like a year or two now.
Yeah. I think Shanghai's been open for 4 years now.
Yeah. And then some,
but yeah, that coaster is going out fast, but they said it won't be done until closer to 2021.
Yeah.
They're doing updates and all that, but Epcot's the major overhaul this time. So, because first it was, they've done it in sequences, because Animal Planet didn't get a major overhaul, but Animal Planet got Pandora, or not Animal Planet, Animal Kingdom got Pandora. And then Hollywood Studios had pretty much a major overhaul with putting in Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge. And that parking lot totally looks different from what it did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like the parking lot alone looks different. So when a parking lot goes different, then you know the whole park's different. It all looks cool. Galaxy's Edge looks awesome. Like all the videos I've watched, both Galaxy's Edge looks awesome. They do have distinct differences. So
yeah. What are you going to get like down there? What are you planning on? You're going to build a droid, right?
I might build a droid.
So
I don't think I'll build a lightsaber. I've never been
Yeah, I like the lightsabers.
What do you do with it once you bring it home?
Hang it on the wall.
Yeah, I don't even have my Captain America shield hanging on the wall. So. Well,
you need to remedy that.
Yeah.
All right. So lots of cool stuff. Lots of exciting news coming out.
You can find, Google search it. It's all over the internet.
All right. Well, on that note,
we are out of here.
See you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Later.
The InFest podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com, or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @InfamousPodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.